Well, good morning. Thank you for coming here today. My name is Scott Ross. I'm the executive director of One Wisconsin Now. We are a statewide progressive advocacy organization. And as citizens across Wisconsin have mobilized to utilize the tools of democracy at their disposal to gather signatures in an effort to recall Governor Scott Walker, we at One Wisconsin Now have been troubled by allegations that there may be efforts to illegally destroy legitimate recall petitions. We have received numerous communications from the members of our 52,000 member list of online supporters expressing concern, shock, and outrage at these reports. And to this end, in response to reports of alleged plans to illegally destroy recall petitions, One Wisconsin Now is announcing the establishment of a $10,000 reward fund for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of any individual guilty of fraudulently destroying or defacing recall petitions from today until the end of the recall gathering process on January 15th, 2012. We cannot allow democracy to be threatened by those who would illegally destroy recall petitions with valid signatures on them. We intend to keep the public informed about its rights during the signature gathering process and alert those who would engage in illegal conduct that they do so at their own peril. The fraudulent destruction or defacement of a recall petition is in violation of Wisconsin Statutes 12.13 paren 3 paren A, and as the Government Accountability Board has reiterated, this is a Class I felony. It's punishable by $10,000 fine and 3.5 years in prison. Now, we have outlined the parameters of this $10,000 reward fund, which include requirements that any new reports of illegal recall petition destruction be provided to One Wisconsin Now as an affidavit that we will provide to the appropriate district attorney in the jurisdiction in which the offense occurred. The period of the reward fund will be for conduct between today, November 22nd, 2011, and January 14th, 2012. Also, we have taken steps just this morning and have provided the District Attorney of Dane County with a letter requesting investigation related to a Facebook page titled Operation Burn Notice, which, although anonymous, boasts of recall signature destruction. I have a copy of the letter that we sent to District Attorney of Dane County here with me if you need copies of that. Finally, in addition to the $10,000 reward fund, One Wisconsin Now is providing information to ensure those who wish to sign and or circulate recall petitions know their rights. The memo, which you can see to my left, details the rules about signature gathering and signing eligibility. And I'd be happy to go through the contents of it if you wish me to do so. This information will help combat scurrilous myths being disseminated about who is eligible to sign and circulate recall petitions. And we'll continue to monitor everything on all of these fronts so that we assure people's rights are protected. And at this point, I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have. Yes, Bill.
So based on the context that you've had so far, how many instances can you document in which a petition has been defaced or destroyed?
Well, we have seen incidents in the news, certainly the incident that happened out on Midvale Boulevard. We have seen with our, yes, that's one. We've seen numerous postings on Facebook, Operation Burn Notice, other information that was brought up by the website Politiscoop. The important thing is that we need to make sure that people know that this is against the law, and we're willing to invest our own money in order to make sure that the law is upheld. And if this provides an incentive towards people being even more vigilant about protecting their rights, then so be it.
But there is only one instance that you can identify where you know that it has occurred,
allegedly. You're speaking of the incident here in Dane County.
Of a recall petition.
Yes.
There's only one that you know of.
Yes. Okay. Lacey?
And that was my same question. If you could point out some examples for us of fraud cases that you know about. And have you been able to get a hold of the Dane County DA about it?
Yeah. We contacted the Dane County. We sent the letter this morning, and we have not, as of yet, received any sort of response related to what we pointed out in the letter. Again, I'm happy to give a copy. It's related to the Facebook page that we saw. It's an anonymous page, But again, you know, there was a lot of disinformation out there, both with regards to signature recall gathering and as well as allegations that people are saying, I'm going to destroy petitions I'm gathering so I can burn them or shred them or what have you. And we thought this was very important and a threat to democracy that we wanted to establish this fund. And again, it's based on the communications that our own members are giving us.
Scott, does this apply only to destruction or defacement of recall petitions? I spoke to somebody over the weekend who had been harassed in McFarland last week while gathering signatures. Also, the driver of the truck who harassed them then got out and stomped down their recall sign, but there was no actual destruction of any of the petitions.
Yeah. No, this is related to any information that leads to the conviction, arrest and conviction of someone guilty of destroying or defacing recall petitions in violation of the law.
If somebody tries to recall a Democrat and then someone substantiates that one of those petitions was destroyed, would you pay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
And is this money coming out of your guys' pockets or where is this money?
Yes, this is from One Wisconsin Now.
What if they're just holding on to them and not turning them in?
I'm sorry? I believe that not turning in petitions is against the law. And so if there is credible evidence of it with an affidavit that we are provided with that somebody has not turned in recall petitions in violation of the law and they are arrested and convicted, this fund would certainly apply to that.
What means are you going through to attempt to get, what channels are you going through to get people to report these issues to you?
We're relying on information that we've received from members of our 52,000 online supporter base. Certainly things that we monitor, we read the news, we follow it, we see what's going on, and we are acting accordingly.
Who takes the Facebook page seriously? Because obviously you can try to kill the governor and nothing done with that.
No, I think that was taken actually very seriously. In fact, investigated and accounts of that have been on the news. Well, we certainly hope that people are being vigilant about ensuring that the rights of, you know, wherever you're at on the political spectrum, conservative, moderate, liberal, you know, the exercise of democracy is the basis to which, you know, the legitimacy of government exists. And we do hope that people will be vigilant about protecting their rights, documenting incidents where there may be malfeasance with regards to the destruction of recall petitions, and certainly pass that information along to us.
Because it seems as of right now, we've heard more reported cases of investigations into fraud based on some of the people handing out the petitions and some of the people signing versus the pro-Walker group.
I'm not sure exactly how to answer that particular question.
It just seems like there have been more cases brought up on the other side than on your side than the other side.
In terms of that, there are instances of pro-recall people committing. I'm not necessarily aware of substantiated cases of that. I have seen certainly a lot of right-wing media and right-wing interest groups that are trying to push a particular agenda to try and again muck up the system. It happens with allegations of voter impropriety all the time.
Scott, just to clarify.
Yes.
In addition to contacting you, should people who have these suspicions or allegations also be contacting local law enforcement, local prosecutor?
We would never tell somebody not to contact law enforcement if they think wrongdoing has occurred. We simply are saying we are offering a reward fund that totals $10,000, that if people provide us with affidavits that we provide to law enforcement that results in the arrest and conviction, we are willing to make a contribution out of that reward fund in order to further this situation. But again, no, if people see wrongdoing, they should contact law enforcement. I think that's that's for people to make their own determinations on. There is a lot of disinformation. I mean, the reason we put this memo together, you know, I mean, I've seen Facebook posts that say, you know, things on Twitter that say, oh, you have to prove that you've been, that you voted in November 2010 in order to sign or circulate recall petitions. Completely, utterly, 100% false. And so we hope that people will use this, and this will be available on our website at One Wisconsin Now, that they will use this as a guide to know what the rules and the laws are related to the acquisition and their participation, if they choose to do so, in signing recall petitions or circulating recall petitions or doing both.
Just to clarify, Scott, you're not going to be sending people out with mobile phones to document these things. You're just asking the people that are out there right now.
Yes. Yes. Now, again, if we see it, I mean, if we're out and we see it, we're gonna document it for sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. If we see it, we're certainly going to document it. Yes, sir.
Is signing a fake name illegal? If someone signs a fake name to a petition, maybe for the purpose of having a signature that won't count in the end, is that...
You know, I don't know if that's illegal or not. It's certainly unwise.
Those are the things that are, aren't those the things that are going to be sorted out by the GAB?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly
the,
I mean, there's certainly going to be a verification process. I'm sure many, many attorneys are going to take up much of all of your time as they navigate what signatures are legitimate and what signatures are not legitimate.
So when you talk to the Dane County
We sent them the letter this morning. We sent it via email. Again, I have a copy of it. Happy to give it to anybody. We have not received any word back yet.
Do you, this is probably the only question for the Government Accountability Board, but where petitions can be circulated? I was riding home on the Metro bus last night, and the bus driver instructed a signature gatherer that she could not gather signatures on the bus.
I don't know. You know, our organization isn't doing anything in terms of signatures and that sort of thing. We're playing a watchdog role on this. So that's a question that, again, like you said, the GAB may be best to answer.
What does it say about just the whole recall process that we need advocacy groups to be offering financial rewards to basically uphold the law in this recall process?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that there's, that people are putting out there that they're going to destroy recall petitions in violation of the law. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's a role we're willing to play, and we are playing it because our members have asked us to do so. And we were barraged with emails when these accounts of things came out, people saying, hey, I'm seeing this, you know, on the internet, or I'm seeing, you know, I've heard about this tearing up, or sending us the story from the incident up on Midvale Boulevard. You know, it's unfortunate, but again, we hope that getting out the information that we're watching, that destroying recall petition signatures is a felony, and that there are rights and rules as a circulator and signer that you have, so that people who want to participate and who choose to participate have that opportunity to do so without disinformation such as. You have to prove somehow that you voted in order to sign the recall petitions, or that you have to have a valid photo identification in order to circulate or cast recall or sign recall petitions.
Well, I guess I was just saying, like, are local law enforcement and the GAB, like, ill prepared to root out this fraud?
Well, I think that the more eyes, the better.